The Belgian Refugee by Year 5.
I was born in a small town in Belgium. I remember the day we were told to leave our homes. It was 1914. War had come to us. The Germans were coming and we needed to get out. I was told to pack a bag and get to the coast as soon as possible so that I could catch a boat to England if I was lucky. I found it hard to decide what to take. Clothes? Food? Valuables? Oh, I must take that picture of Nan. My parents were too old to travel with me, so I left all by myself. I hated saying goodbye. Bye, Mum and Dad. I'll miss you. I'll see you when the war's over.
Stay safe and don't get hurt, son.
I joined lots of other people from nearby towns to walk all the way to the sea. It took days and days, and we had to hide from the Germans sometimes. Once we reached the coast, we saw so many people like us, but there were not many boats.
Will we get space on the boat?
I hope my family will get on the boat. I'm feeling so sad and desperate.
The journey by sea was rough, and the waves were very big. We all felt sick, but eventually we reached England. As we carried our bags ashore, we heard voices. As the mist cleared, we saw a woman giving a speech.
We welcome you with open arms. You can all stay as long as you want.
She was speaking a language none of us understood.
Je ne comprends pas.
I travelled to the town of Rugby with some of the refugees. I was given a place to stay and a job. I went to work at Willens Works factory where they made steam engines. I was shown what to do and I worked hard, but the local people didn't really talk to us much, and us refugees stuck together. Because of the war, we had to make more and more of the engines, but there weren't enough of us, so it was very tough. One day, there was a big argument about when one of the refugees was late.
Where have you been? We've got so much work to do, and it is not fair if you are late.
Je ne comprends pas. It is not my fault, I explain.
What are you talking about? Just get back to work.
One day, one of the engines being tested began to shudder and shake. It let out steam from all the wrong places.
It's gonna blow!
Watch out!
Look out for the water!
There was a big explosion.
Oh,
the engine blew apart.
Help!
That day, two people died and many English and Belgian workers were injured. A meeting was called to talk to the management at the factory. We told them we couldn't work as fast as they wanted as it was not safe. After that, things were better, and we talked more together. I'd learnt more English too.
We love to eat waffles, chocolate and chips.
We don't eat waffles here, but we love chips.
Here, try this.
Chocolate? Oh, delicious.
I made friends. I met a lovely young woman, and I never did go back to Belgium.